The only show that turns everything into inappropriate innuendo. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter Rothman, our buddy Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, jumps on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Pete, good to have you.
What's going on, guys?
All right, let me hit you with this one.
Go.
Did Wisconsin get found out, or is this now a trap game for Ohio State?
Both. Basically, you're going to see how Wisconsin loses as a program for, say, like the last 25 years. And I say this having been there, gone to school there in the Don Morton era and seeing Barry Alvarez take over. This is how Wisconsin blows it, because the system's great to a point, and then there's a very, very, very hard ceiling that it goes against. So when it loses games, it either loses games to the teams with the ridiculous talent that it can't match, like Ohio State this week, or the formula doesn't work because it turns the ball over and someone hits the deep ball against them, whether it was Northwestern several times. You remember the Iowa game a couple years back where Desmond King made millions of dollars by picking off three passes, where they just – it implodes at the wrong time. And so they lost to a vastly inferior Illinois team. Why? Jonathan Taylor finally fumbled. Jeff Cohn finally threw a bad interception. And then even then, the best defense in college football, you were up 9 with 6 minutes to go. Come up with a stop. Give Illinois credit. You know, they marched it in the final seconds there when all the Badgers had to do was come up with one big stop, and they couldn't do it. So that's the one way they lose. The second way they lose is going to be what happened this weekend when they just can't match up with this talent. However, yeah, it's absolutely a trap game. It's not like Ohio State's going to be down for it. But in a weird way also, Wisconsin, because of its style, is one of those teams out there that can beat Ohio State. It can beat an Alabama. It can beat a Clemson, only because if you can't handle that offensive line that's going to pound you all game long, that's the one thing that can possibly be the curveball. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but yeah, they can win this game. I don't think it's going to happen, but Wisconsin's still really, really good. They just had a really, really bad few minutes and it needed 10 things to go wrong to lose that Illinois game, and they all happened.
You know, Pete, it's funny. Offensively, like you said, you can have some turnovers and things like that, and that's going to wear on you. And when you're a team like Wisconsin, who you thrive on ball control, limiting possessions, playing great defense, those impact you more than maybe a more explosive offense. I guess the issue that I just had is, like, defensively, I mean, they gave up a bomb before halftime. They got called back for an eligible downfield. Like, they gave up some big plays. And then they had some atrocious tackling, which, I mean, it just seems so out of character for them against a team that I know, while Wisconsin may not be as talented as Ohio State, I know they have far better players than Illinois. Illinois is the Rutgers of the West.
Yeah, and Brandon Peters only completed 9 passes. It's not like they got completely ripped apart by the Illinois passing game. But again, it was one of those strange games where they kind of left the crack open and the door opened a crack, and Illinois was able to jump in at the exact right time. But again, that doesn't mean that they can't all of a sudden come out and start blasting away on the Ohio State defensive front that really hasn't been pushed around yet. Again, the problem is going to be it's all going to be cute and fun, and then you're going to get hit by the big home run that Ohio State can hit. So but that style, it just is so methodical. The crazy part about that Illinois game, Wisconsin had the ball for 41 minutes. Mm. They dominated in so many different ways, but they turned it over 3 times, and they were -2 in the turnover margin, and that's it. They don't turn – if they're -1 in the turnover margin, they win that game.
Ohio State is a behemoth right now, and they haven't played murderer's row, but what they've done is, and I think you might agree, it looks like they're on a mission to right the wrongs of the last 2 seasons where a team sneaks up on them and then it snowballs into a bad loss. I'm not saying they're not capable of losing. Games can go weird, but right now when you look at Ohio State, if they didn't win 13 in a row, forget about the playoff. Playoff's a different beast. But if they weren't undefeated as a Big Ten champion, where would that be on your surprise meter right now if they weren't undefeated?
They could lose to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could lose to – I mean, I know this is ridiculous, but they could lose on the wrong day to – if Michigan's offense finally finds it and they're like, mm-hmm. all right, enough of this. I mean, they could lose once. Losing twice, I think, would be shocking. That would be a little bit bizarre. They're just way too good. And to your point, look, don't knock a win over Indiana. You know, they're pretty good. Don't knock a win over Nebraska. Look, at this point in the season, it's just survival. Georgia's better than South Carolina. It lost. You know, Alabama's better than Tennessee, and it got Tua knocked out of the game. You know, there are so many different weird things that can happen. And I said this about Wisconsin about the first half of the season before what happened last Saturday. You know, don't knock just going out there and just destroying a Central Michigan or Kent State like the Badgers did and just being fully focused. And don't knock destroying Northwestern. What Ohio State just did is they came in on a Friday night, you know, and against a Northwestern team with that defense that likes to muck it up and keep games low scoring. And they're just like, all right, nothing. They just blew them out of the water. So they are, like you kind of said, look like a very fully focused team right now. And I'll be shocked if there's anything flat about this team when the Badgers come out on Saturday.
Since you mentioned Michigan, they're playing Penn State. What did you learn or what did you find out about that game, those teams watching that game?
You know what? I actually don't like Michigan in so many different ways, but I'm the ultimate Jim Harbaugh apologist. Give Michigan credit. They came back. They were getting destroyed. I mean, that was, you looked in the first half, it's like, all right, enough of this. What's happened in the, you know, the Yankee Astro game? They came back and they had a chance. They were right there and there, but for the drop Ronnie Bell pass, they might have pulled that thing off. You know, Penn State's still really good. They're still really young. I think it's too early to start to say, oh, well, now Penn State's a thing. You know, they struggled against Pitt. You know, they struggled against Iowa, and they struggled to get by Michigan, who's obviously good, but that was a game that they should have won. They were a 9-point favorite. They were at home in the whiteout condition. But it at least sets up Penn State for things going forward. And so now they're at least in the conversation, in the thick of things. But you look at what they got next. They got 3 road games in the next 4. They're going to have to go to Minnesota, which is a dangerous game. They got to obviously deal with the Buckeyes. They got to deal with Michigan State on the road this week. They got some tough games coming up.
All right, we'll give you the final minute here. You think we're finally at the point now, and I know that weird things could happen. Could Bama survive a loss to LSU, or are we finally at the point now where we can say only the SEC champ is getting in?
Yeah, think of it this way. Clemson's not losing, and if it does, it's out because they don't play anybody. So Clemson's 13-0. You got to assume it's in. You got to assume the Big Ten champion is going to, even if whoever it is, if they're 12-1, is going to get in no matter what. And you got to figure the SEC champion is going to get in no matter what. So the question is, can Oklahoma go through unbeaten? Because the Big 12, I know Baylor is undefeated. The Big 12 just isn't that great. 12-1 Oklahoma is not automatic, especially if you have a 12-1 Oregon or Utah winning the Pac-12 championship. That's going to have a better resume. It's a long-winded way of saying if the Bama LSU loser is 11-1 on a 4 best team theory, it's going to be hard to keep them out. But that would be a real big argument if you're going to leave out a 12-1 Power 5 conference champion for a team that couldn't win its own division.
That's it. And I think that here's the big problem for Bama. They get LSU at home. So if they don't win that game and they're sitting on the outside looking in as a 1-loss team, but they would have lost to LSU at home, even though it would be the number 2, I agree with you. I don't know how that's going to leapfrog a Power 5 undefeated. They would need help.
I screamed until I was blue in the face that Alabama didn't deserve to go into the playoff 2 years ago, and then they won the national championship.
So, well, listen, Ohio State did the same thing as a 4.
Exactly. And then I screamed against them, too. At the end of the day, it's Alabama, and it's because it's Alabama clause in the college football playoff system.
All right. Pete, always great to talk with you, bud. We really appreciate it. We'll have you back soon. Thanks.
Anytime, guys. Have a great one.